dark. You keep that star chain across the way. You chain them back, don't let them stay. You don't see round your corner, lady. You don't see round your pretty baby. Oh, eight hands round the rancho, you don't pass all your dolly. And promenade right to your rancho. And honey, your partner.
Let's give him a great big hand. And Mrs. Devane.
Good morning. Glad to be with you all. We have a mighty good bunch of Indians here. They're the Cow Creeks, one who have a great heritage. Billy Bowlegs here is the oldest Indian in the Seminole Nation. He's 93 years old. He is a nephew of Billy Bowlegs II, who emigrated to Arkansas. His wife, who he has a son, Eli Morgan, is the last descendant of Chief Chipko, who died at the great masterpiece, our own Catfish Lake, or it used to be Lake Pierce. This is Norhawk Tiger, the son of Captain Tom Tiger, who Minnie Moore Wilson, in her book in 1895, was built around Billy Bowlegs, his father, Chief Chipko, and Tallahassee. He is a direct descendant of old Tustenuggee, who was the chief in 1856. I mean, one of the chiefs, the war chief. They all live in the Brighton Reservation. Now, Polly, the next is Lucy Tiger. Lucy Tiger is the daughter of Aunt Polly Parker, who lived to be over 100 years old, who escaped from the army at St. Mark's and worked her way back to the Seminoles, a story very similar to Longfellow's poem, Evangeline. We call her the Evangeline of the Seminoles. She's well loved by her people, by her white friend. Her mother was also loved by the whites, and she died near the present Indian Reservation, having lived her life in that territory. On the end here, is Geneva Shore. Geneva Shore is the daughter of the present medicine man of the Cow Creeks. She is the great-great-granddaughter of old Sam Jones, who lived to be 108 years old. He was of the Wildcat clan, and she is a direct descendant. And she is also a great-great-granddaughter of Polly Parker, and Lucy Parker here is her great-grandmother. So we have Indians who have a great heritage. They're good people, and we're glad to have them here, glad to present them for your edification. Excuse me. And I have with me here, Major Keenan. Major Keenan of Frostproof. Major Keenan has been doing a lot of work on early Florida history, especially the war records of the Seminole War, and locating old forts, of which he has located over 190 that was in the Indian War. And he is compiling a book now, giving all this information, and he is also a great friend of the Indians. And our association has been very closely in all this work. And Ms. Devane here, I'll ask to introduce her. She's born and raised out here about 40 miles from here, so she's at home. She is with me in all of my work with the Indians, and she's likes it as well as I do. They're great friends. And we're all glad to be with you.
I just am so happy to have these friends that I'm just practically speechless. I just think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful of Mr. Albert and Major Keenan and Ms. Devane to bring them to be here with us. And we're going to hear, he's going to tell us some very, very interesting tales after dinner today. Of music clubs. Let's give her a hand right this minute. Mrs. Glenn Morrison, who is a member of the board of the Stephen Foster Memorial Corporation, and she's vice president of the Westminster Presbyterial in Lakeland. And our very own Hazel is going to sing for us, and she's going to sing Froggy Went A-Courtin'.
Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Sword and pistol by his side. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye-mo, kay-ro, gay-ro, way. Hey, hi, wink, doom, poppy, dale, stand back, penny, weekle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? He rolled up to Miss Mousie's door. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Where he'd often been before. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye-mo, kay-ro, gay-ro, way. Hey, hi, wink-dum, poppy-dale, stand back, penny-winkle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? He took Miss Mousie on his knee. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? He said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye-mo, kay-ro, gay-ro, way. Hey, hi, wink-dum, poppy-dale, stand back, penny-winkle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Oh, I'll not marry any gent. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Without my Uncle Rat's consent. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye-mo, kay-ro, gay-ro, way. Hey, hi, wink-dum, poppy-dale, stand back, penny-winkle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Now Uncle Rat came galloping home. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Now who's been here since I've been gone? Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? A handsome, tall, and fine young man. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? He says he'll marry me if he can. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye-mo, kay-ro, gay-ro, way. Hey, hi, wink-dum, poppy-dale, stand back, penny-winkle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, ro? Uncle Rat went back to town. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? To buy his niece a wedding gown. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye-mo, kay-ro, gay-ro, way. Hey, hi, wink-dum, poppy-dale, stand back, penny-winkle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Where shall the wedding be? Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Down the lane by the hollow tree. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? What shall the wedding breakfast be? Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me? Oh, a June bug's leg and a cricket's knee. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me? Oh, kye mo, kay ro, gay ra way. Hey, hi, wink dum, poppy dale, stand back, penny wiggle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me? Oh. First to come was Major Flea. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, yo? He danced a jig with the bumblebee. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, yo? Kye mo, kay ro, gay ra way. Hey, hi, wink dum, poppy dale, stand back, penny wiggle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, yo? Next to come was Squire Louse. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? And he did marry the frog and the mouse. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye mo, kay ro, gay ro, way. Hey, hi, wink dum, poppy dale, stand back, penny wiggle. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? There's bread and cheese up on the shelf. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? If you want any more, you can sing it yourself. Sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, oh? Kye mo, kay ro, gay ro, way. Hey, hi, wink dum, poppy dale, stand back, penny wiggle, sing song, kitty, can't you kye me, yo?
And the fox were living in a woods. And they didn't have any water to drink, so the fox says, "But rabbit, let's dig us a well where we can have some nice cool water to drink." And the rabbit says, "I don't have to dig a well. I can get all the water I want to drink off the grass when the dew falls." So the rabbit says, the fox says, "But rabbit, I'll dig me a well." And the fox dug him a well, and he went away home. Then Br'er Rabbit came down every morning, and he got his pails full of water, and he would muddy Brother Fox's water all up and go away home. He did this 3 times. Every morning, Brother Fox come down to the well, and his water was all muddied up. He said, "Well, I know what I'll do. I'm going to catch the one that's muddying my water." And he put a top baby up on the shelf. And the next morning, Brother Rabbit came skipping down to the well, and he says, "Good morning." And the top baby didn't say nothing. He said, "Good morning," I said. The top baby didn't say nothing. He said, "I got a big hand here. I'll slap you." And he slapped the tar baby, and it stuck. He said, "Turn me loose. Oh, turn me loose. I got another big hand here. I'll slap you." And it slapped him, and that hand stuck. He said, "Turn me loose. Turn me loose, I said. I got a big head here. I'll butt you." And he butt him, and his head stuck. He said, "Turn me loose. Turn me loose. I got a big feet here. I'll kick you." And he kicked him in his feet stuck. He said, "I got another big foot here. I'll kick you." And he kicked him in his stuck. There, Brother Rabbit was all stuck to the tubby. Brother Fox came to get some water. And there, Brother Rabbit was all stuck to the tubby. Brother Fox says, "Well, well, well, Brother Rabbit, I thought that was you. You shall die for this. I will hang you." Brother Rabbit says, "Please,
it's Brother Fox. Don't hang me. Brother Fox, if you go hang me, will you please let me go around that pond and pray?
He said, no, Brother Rabbit. If I turn you loose, I won't see you anymore.
He said, please, Brother Fox, if you just let me go around that pond and pray, I'll come back.
Brother Fox let Brother Rabbit loose. Let him go around the pond to pray. And down there was Brother Crayon. He was trying to catch him some frogs to eat. And Brother Rabbit says,
Brother Crayon, Brother Fox is going to hang me. And if you go and get in that tall, bushy tree, I will give you all the frogs you want to eat. And every time he go to pull that rope, will you say,
if you kill Brother Rabbit, it'll be just...